Matthew chapter 8. When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And look, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, you be clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said unto him, See that you tell no man, but go your way, show yourself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded, for a testimony unto them. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lies at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. And the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, I have soldiers under me, and I say to this man, Go, and he goes, to another, Come, and he comes, and to my servant, Do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said to them that followed, Truly I say to you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you, that many shall come from the east and the west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Jesus said unto the centurion, Go your way, and as you have believed, so it be done unto you. And his servant was healed in that selfsame hour. And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laying sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. And when the evening came, they brought many that were possessed with demons, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, Himself took our infirmities, and bore our sicknesses. Now when Jesus saw great multitudes about him, he gave commandment to depart unto the other side. And a certain scribe came and said unto him, Master, I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus said to him, The foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. And another of his disciples said unto him, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. But Jesus said unto him, Follow me, and let the dead bury their dead. And when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. And look, there arose a great tempest on the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and woke him, saying, Lord, save us, we're perishing. And he said unto them, Why are you fearful, O you of little faith? Then he rose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? And when he was come to the other side, into the country of the Gergesenes, there met him two possessed with demons, coming out of the tombs, exceedingly fierce, so that no man might pass by that way. And look, they cried out, saying, What have we to do with thee, Jesus, you Son of God? Are you come hither to torment us before the time? And there was a good way off from them a herd of many pigs feeding. So the devils pleaded with him, saying, If you cast us out, suffer us to go away into the herd of pigs. And he said to them, Go. And when they were come out, they went into the herd of pigs, and look, the whole herd of pigs ran violently down a steep place into the sea and perished in the waters. And they that kept them fled, and went their way into the city, and told everything, and what was befallen to the possessed of the demons. And look, the whole city came out to meet Jesus, and when they saw him, they pleaded with him that he would depart out of their country.